Last fall, a magnitude 7.5 earthquake devastated a region of Indonesia, killing more than 4,300 people. Two Oregon State and University of Washington professors who surveyed the aftermath say the faraway disaster should elevate attention to quake-induced landslide risks around here. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports their team has just published a case study.
The September earthquake rocked central Sulawesi, an island in Indonesia. Professor Ben Mason of Oregon State University's College of Engineering co-led a team of experts to the disaster scene 6 weeks later. Massive landslides and mudflows triggered by the quake left a deep impression on Mason.
Our coastal hills here in Oregon and Washington are actually steeper than what we had seen in Indonesia. So we realize that we're at risk for very similar types of events.
State agencies in Oregon and Washington are using an airborne instrument called LIDAR to identify landslide-prone slopes. That's produced a trove of data, much of which still needs to be interpreted by a human, though. And then local officials have to decide whether to act, such as by restricting development in risky areas. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.